when Jack Nicholson walked into a hospital hallway wearing a gown that exposed his backside in the movie Something's Gotta Give, Dusty Ebert groaned.
Hospital gowns probably haven't changed in 100 years or so. And we saw that there was a need for gowns that addressed modesty, comfort issues.
So Eber started Patient Style. It's a company that sells specially designed garments to hundreds of hospitals across the country. One of its best sellers is a nursing gown.
It's kind of in that nice pastel pink that most of us kind of associate with maternity, I think.
Denise Volpit, a nurse and lactation consultant at UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, holds up a gown that has snaps running along the arms to make adjusting IVs easier, and two slits hidden behind a pleat that runs down the front.
And what those help for is when you breastfeed. So the baby can latch and successfully feed, but then when they're finished, they kind of close up so mom doesn't show anything that she doesn't want to show.
Volpit says moms want to look at least somewhat stylish after they've had their baby, especially since visits usually mean photos. But they also want to be able to breastfeed and not have, you know, anything embarrassing happen.
Women are now demanding, you know, better choices.
A few decades ago, gowns were both uncomfortable to wear, Volpit says, and a hassle for nurses.
They really were bad. I mean, they would have a tie in the back and that was it. So if you had IVs or anything else, you'd have to untie everything, thread all your IVs through. You'd have all sorts of spaghetti lines trying to get gowns on and off. And for our new moms, it was even worse because whenever they would want to breastfeed, they almost had to take down the whole front of the gown.
About 1,500 new moms put on the updated nursing gown every year at UT Southwestern. Patient Style also has a wraparound mammography top, pediatric wear, and a modesty gown. That one is specifically designed for the Muslim and Orthodox Jewish communities. Founder Dusty Eber.
What we developed was a product that has longer sleeves, so it goes all the way to the wrist, and it also goes all the way down to the ankle.
There's a detachable head covering and a hole for wires hidden behind a pocket. All the gowns feel like pajamas. There are no scratchy tags, and patterns range from stripes to checkers to flowers. Eber admits his products are more expensive than traditional hospital gowns, 3 to 4 times, he says. But like any good salesman, he swears by their durability. And there's another reason hospitals are spending more on patients these days.
They're focusing tremendously around patient experience, patient satisfaction, because there's a lot of monetary dollars that are going to come back.
In an effort to improve quality of health care, the government has tied Medicare reimbursements to hospitals in part on how patients rate their experience. And hospitals, well, they hope a little injection of fashion will pay off. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.